Blog Talk Radio.
Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at you tonight on this chilly January 24, 2011. And we finally got it together, man. We've been having problems tonight, but we got it now. And we do have our guest. She's waiting right now in the queue. But before we get there, I just want to put out a little bit of admin, and then we're going to get into the interview because I know y'all been waiting for this all evening. So, without further ado, let me give you a little bit of admin. First thing I want to talk about is there is a new male book that's coming out, a male magazine, and you need to go ahead and get that book. It's called Naked Hustle Magazine. That's Naked Hustle Magazine. And the reason why I want you to pick that up is because I do a column in that book. It's called The G-Spot, and I wrote a small short story that's in there, along with a couple of other authors who wrote some stories, and the story I wrote is called Just Let Go. So you want to go in there and check it out if you're a Red Snapper fan and you get into a little bit of Red Snapper's erotica. That's one thing you need to do. But without further ado, we're going to go ahead on and get into our interview, and we're going to bring our guest on the show, and she is a phenomenal woman, and I'm glad to have her on the show and to be able to work with her. So, guys, gals, everybody out there listening, this is, we have Miss Sexy India. How you doing, Sexy India? How you doing, baby? Sexy India.
Oh, okay. See, I do this on my show, too. I'm talking to the phone. It's on mute.
How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, it's always good to talk to you and have, you know, have our conversations that we have. And there are several folks out there that definitely want to talk to you. But before we get into some, you know, people talking, let's kind of like bring everybody up to date on what's going on with you and how things have been going in your life and up to
right.
we get up to what we're talking about. So go ahead and do that.
What's going on with me right now, of course, we have the book coming out April the 19th, soon. So definitely you
yep.
guys have to get that, Seductive Company. It's a great story, and we're going to talk more about that tonight. You know, basically that. I have some other projects going on, but I dare not to talk about them until we finish paperwork. I don't talk about things. So I got a lot of things going on to share. So.
I know that's right. But but let's talk about Seductive Company. You know, we
yes.
got together. You know, at first you didn't want to do this book with me. I mean,
no.
I was
no.
trying to get you to do this book with me, and you was
yes.
like, no, I don't do that kind of mm-hmm. stuff.
No.
But we finally got you convinced, and
yes.
I think now you're happy about it. So tell us what you think about the book. We got together, and we wrote, we sat down, we
right.
did this thing. So what
yes.
do you think now?
Like you said in the beginning, for everybody who don't know, like, you know, I wasn't really into the whole fiction world. So I was just like when you know, Rhett never approached me, I was like, I don't know about that. But you know what? When you read some of his stuff, you know, definitely you see, like, where he goes with it. It's not, like, it's different what I expected. I thought it was going to be something else, like real raunchy and, you know, just definitely not where I'm trying to go. So, you know what? It was definitely, I wanted to see more. And, you know, instead of saying no, I wanted to look more into it. So we got together and wrote a book, and it came out really good, and I'm very happy. It's a type of company. It's definitely for everybody. It's sexy. It's drama. It's gossip. And it's scandalous. So so definitely,
and you're on the front
I'm very
cover.
Excited. I'm on the front cover of the book. So that
That's
makes
right.
it even more hot. So, you know, definitely.
And another
so,
thing, we also want y'all to know out there that's listening, the book is she's the main character in the book. But just remember, this is fiction. So it's not something that she's...
Yeah.
done or anything. So, I mean, it's all entertainment here. So, you know, a lot of people sometimes they read these books and they think people are really actually doing some of these things that they read. But we just want to make sure you all understand that this is erotic fiction. And we just
yeah.
came together and brought some stories together and we did it. So, but that book, like she said, is coming out in April. And we're definitely going to be hyping it up so you guys can get it when it's one time to get it. But
yeah.
for those out there that want to call in, the numbers 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we have the beautiful, sexy India on the show right now. And you know, one of the questions that we were wanted to address tonight before we start taking guest calls was, you know, there's this thing out there, India, and you probably can expound on this. Why do men always seem to be when they're out there being freaky and out there being around with a lot of women, they seem to get away with it, and they just call them players. But if a woman is doing it, she's a hoe. Why is that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Why do they do that?
That's a great topic, and I can't wait to get into that, too. So definitely, you know, everybody who's interested in talking about it, the ladies, because, you know, sometimes dressing up for the ladies kind of shy away. When,
right.
you know, they on stuff like this. So definitely, ladies, we would love to hear from you tonight. I do, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we got somebody here, I think, started with 980. Let's see, I think he wants to, or she wants to ask a question. Carl, are you
okay.
there?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely here. What's up, India? This is Crispy. I think
Hi,
you called me
Crispy.
Where are you calling from, Crispy?
I'm actually in L.A. right now, but I live in Charlotte.
Okay. So
yeah,
do you have a question or some words for Miss India?
I just want to, you know, give both of y'all a positive shout-out, man, and say keep grinding and keep doing what you guys are doing. And I hope the book goes well, if I can
yes.
help in any way. I do marketing and promotions, so definitely reach out to me. And let me know how I can help, man. I'm all about supporting the black people and helping them any way possible. But just keep grinding
yes.
and keep God first, man. And I wish you guys all the success, man, with the show.
Yay.
We definitely appreciate that. That's good, man. And I definitely want to get. Are you on Facebook?
I'm actually.
Is this Crispy
on
Twitter?
Yeah, this is Crispy. That's my sister.
Oh, yeah.
That's on the page.
Yeah.
But
okay.
But yeah. India can get a hold of me on the Twitter, but yeah. I can give you the info. It's Crispy Shabazz.
Yeah, and you got my number too, Crispy. I gave it to you.
Yeah.
You got my number.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Well, then since y'all got that connection, then y'all go ahead and work it out then.
Yeah,
I definitely appreciate
course.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, and I have a reality show coming up too, man. So I definitely keep you guys posted on that as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we even have to have you on the show so that you can talk about that then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And to answer your question for the night, man, girls that do that, like you said, they look at guys as players. Like I tell everybody, I'm not a player. I'm just Crispy. In another thing, I really don't call women hoes that sleep around with a lot of guys. I really just think they have a high sex drive. And you know, they just haven't found the right one. And as long as they're being safe about it, I have no problem
mm-hmm.
with it. You know?
You know, I'm with you on that one, man. But it's most of the time, it's and not trying to dog women or bash anybody, but a lot of times it's women that say that. I mean, men do it too, but, you know, it's mostly women
yeah.
that do it. And I don't know if it's because of envy or because they wish they was doing it and could get away with it, but they're not or whatever it is. But, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
all these people that try to keep you from looking in their closet that goes out and try to do that. So
and
I
you're
appreciate
so right.
Saying.
You're so right.
Yeah.
It's so many. And that's another thing with the women because I'm all about uplifting the women. So women are the biggest haters, man, on other women, believe it
right.
or not. Even though
yeah.
you say guys call them hoes, but it's always the woman, man, calling the next woman the bitch or the hoe.
Yeah. No,
it's
you're
always
right.
them.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
Or they,
and why do
they want to do it themselves? Or I don't know. You know?
You know,
crazy.
So that's crazy. But it really is.
No, you know what? Christy, I agree.
I've got to tell
y'all,
when you hear that sounder, it's something that's positive that y'all said, okay? All right, go ahead.
No, I agree
I
with
like
Christy
that.
On that. Sometimes women, we hate on each other, and we do say things because you might want to be in a position. Like, some women are scared to do some things. Like, me being an ex-porn star, I have many women to say, ooh, yes.
Yeah.
But you the same one that's sucking and fucking for free every single
free.
Night and different guys
every day.
In private.
That's right.
But
they
I did it for the world to see. You just do it behind closed doors. What's the difference?
Yeah, man. They mad because
right.
you made money off of it. But
yes.
but another thing that it's an organization I'm about to start called Boss Queens where we got women
mm-hmm.
that are doing positive things that are coming back and talking to these other girls and how they
yes.
can, you know, do stuff and stay on the positive track. So it's
yes.
all about the women that are successful to reach back and help the other women.
No,
you know,
I agree with
become
you.
Successful.
Yes.
And that's
uh-huh.
why, and then that'll cut out a lot of that hating, too, because, you know,
yeah.
they have
exactly.
a lot of people that hate, and they're like, oh, yeah, they doing this, they doing that, and that's because they really want to do it, but they don't know how to get started, they don't know the steps
exactly.
to get started, so that's
mm-hmm.
why a lot of women hate, you know, same as guys.
Well, I don't care. I love a woman to do what she want to do because she should be able to. If a man can, why can't a woman? You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
porn or whatever, it doesn't matter. You know, you should. The world is open to everybody to do what you want to do, and I don't judge nobody, man, because, you know, you can't. We're not in a position to do that. Now, we're not going to get all gospel on here, but we're just going to say, you know, what people do is what they do, and you just be worried about yourself instead of worrying
yeah.
about everybody else. That's my
yeah,
thing.
Of course.
So, And you know what? What's your name again, sir?
I'm Red Snapper.
Red Snapper. I'm glad you said that, man. You cannot judge people because I tell people this all the time. You can't look at somebody and judge them. That's why it's always
right.
good to talk to people and really get to know that person because if I say
yeah.
Red Snapper don't like India, you shouldn't like her. And you can't
mm-hmm.
say, okay, I'm not going to like her. You got to talk
yeah.
to that
no.
person for yourself and
for
make your own
I say
judgment.
That, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing I got to say, and then I know you got to go, but, you know, man, nobody could tell me not to like India because I liked her before I even met her.
Okay.
And now that I know who she is and the
yeah.
kind of person she is and how beautiful her soul is and her personality is, I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to, you know, defend her because she's a good woman. And you can't judge people by what they do. You know, that's that book cover again. You know, you're looking at the cover,
yeah.
trying to judge a book
mm-hmm.
by its cover, and you don't know
mm-hmm.
what people have been through. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
you know, all these haters out there and all you fucked up people, y'all need to push back because it ain't like that. But we thank you for calling in, Crispy.
No problem.
Yay, Crispy.
We thank you, brother. And
yeah,
we definitely
you know,
want to get with
thought,
you in the
you
future,
what?
Man.
You know what,
yeah.
Red Snap, I thought I'd call into your show And I called in early because, you know, I never can get through India show.
I knew you were going to say
it's
that.
It's always hot.
She got more people than I do, I guess. But hopefully my ratings will go up, you know. But we appreciate you calling in.
I'm going to retweet it right now, man, and tell people to call in and listen to your show.
Yay,
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem.
And anybody out there that's listening, you know, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. And I think 718, do you have a question?
Yes, I do.
All right. What's your name and where you calling from?
Oh, this is David from Brooklyn.
Hi, David.
Hi, India.
Dang, India, you know everybody, don't you? Okay, yeah, well, y'all go ahead and talk then. Go ahead.
Hey, India, how you been?
I've been great. How are you?
I'm doing super.
Now, do you have any response to the question that was asked about men getting away with having sex with all the women they want to, but if a woman does it, she's a hoe?
Yeah, I don't really jive with that too much because I feel that a good woman always do what she thinks she's going to be doing, and men are just the same.
That's right. Now, let me ask you this real quick before you go. You know, a lot of times these men be looking for these freaks out here, right? And then when it's time to get married, it's like they start judging the woman on how she learned all the things that she learned that she was doing. Why should that make a difference?
Actually, it shouldn't, because if you really look at it, the ones that want to get married, the guys, they usually never really got out there and dated anyone.
Uh-huh. I see. What do you think about that, India? I mean, because, you know, women get the raw deal. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times a guy, if a woman is really good, she might be able to suck dick real good. And then they start, you know, why do they get that? That's really fucked up.
Sometimes when you're dealing with an insecure man, whenever you're dealing with an insecure man, he's always going to have, like, doubts and issues going on in his fucked up mind. So that's
there
my
you
issue.
Go.
Like, you know, I don't deal with insecure men, okay? Because
right,
if you wonder
right.
why I know how to suck it so good and this and that, maybe you need to go with the bitch who don't know what she's doing. Cause
there you go.
I can't help him. I can't help him.
Oh, say that again. Go with the bitch that do what now?
That don't know
the
what
bitch
she
that don't know what she
I can't
do.
Help him. Right.
You heard it on here. You heard it on Word Sexy Radio. All right. Well, then that's what they
–
that is Batman, baby. That's Batman's approach. There you go.
I like that.
I want to say something. I want to thank David. Thank you, David. David always support me on everything. Like, he's always supporting me on everything I do, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate everybody who follow me, because sometimes being in porn, whenever you try to do something else, people don't really – they don't want to see you do nothing else. They just want to see you wherever they know you from, and that's it. But I have a lot of people who actually love what I do. They love my transitions, and I appreciate that. So thank you, David, so much for that. Thank you. Always.
And thanks for calling in, my brother. I appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye, David.
Okay, we're going to try another call here. Let's try a Missouri 816 call and see if they got any questions. Caller, are you there? 816, are you there? Okay, maybe they just want to just listen. Sometimes we have people just call in, they just want to listen.
They don't want to say nothing.
But anybody else out there that's interested that want to ask my friend here, India, some questions, we're not going to tell you about the book. We're just going to tell you that the book is good. So you're going to have to find out by getting the book. But the number is 347-215-8539, and it's Word Sexy Radio, and we have Sexy India on the show, who's going to be coming on more frequently anyway as the book goes forward. And we came together and we decided to write this book. You know, it was hard getting her. I had to twist her arm. But when I finally got her to agree, she now has written a book with me. So I am so glad and humbled to have her on with that. So, but tell us, what did you get out of it? Because I know you said you didn't really get into fiction books, but writing this, how did it change you?
You know what? Like I said, it really changed me, like, my thinking towards fiction books, because I didn't like the fiction book. It just seemed like fiction was like a fantasy. Whatever you make up, I just wasn't into that. I love real stories. I love real things that happen. But then I started thinking, and even after reading the book, I started to think, like, fuck, I can turn some of my real stories into fantasy and have some of these people not think that it's true. Damn. I do
you know,
a lot of things that I probably can't talk about for real. Like in my memoir, I'm probably going to talk about some things, but it's something that you just can't talk about. So maybe I can make some of this shit real. I mean,
there you
fake,
go. And
but
you're
it's
right.
real.
You
it really
can
happened.
Make, but you can, but see, and that's what I do. I mean, that's what all authors do that write fiction,
right.
Whether it's erotica or whatever. They take
yes.
stories or things that happen to them or something that may have happened to some of their friends or something,
yes.
and they transform it in a way in another character so that that character can live it in the book.
Yeah.
And it's nothing wrong
yeah.
with doing that,
and
because I'm going to tell you right now,
though.
When this book comes out, they're already going to think it's
yes.
you doing all this anyway. I'm going to tell you
oh, yeah.
right now.
Of course.
So,
of course.
So, you know, but it's a corporate setting, and not that you – and Indy is very smart. She can definitely be this person that she that's in this book.
Oh, yeah.
The name of the lady in the book, her name is India Nguyen, and she's a very, very smart woman who is in the corporate world, and she's doing some things.
Yes.
And that's all I can tell you, really, because I don't want to give it away, because I'm going to tell you this
what?
Book, man.
You know what, Snapper,
yeah.
the whole thing about
uh-huh.
the fantasy thing, it made me start thinking that, you know what, I like the fantasy play because I can come up with stuff and we can come up with stuff together and play
right.
with it. And we can create so many things that, say, I wouldn't really do sexually, like the dance
right.
floor scene in the book. Like, that's
oh,
something
yeah.
I would never
well,
do, but I would love to do it in my fantasy world, yes.
But you know something,
so
let's talk about that.
Fiction now.
We will talk about that, and that's all we're going to give them. Tell them about that.
Yes.
Tell them about that,
okay.
that dance floor scene.
So, India Nguyen, in the book, the character I play in the book, she basically, like, you know, one scene of the book, she's like, she hooked up with some guy, and she's hooked up with him before, right? Snapper, she hooked up with him before.
Yeah, yeah, this guy is like, she's a call girl, so this guy is kind of like one
yeah,
of her regulars.
Yeah, I'm a high-priced call girl in the book. Yeah, she's
well,
rich,
I didn't call
know.
It that.
Not really a call
I didn't
girl.
Call
she's
it
really
that.
A call girl. Because they
no,
just give her
no.
money. It's not like we arrange it. They just do it, right?
Exactly. They just like, you know, they love what she does and they give her the money. You know what I'm saying? So she's not a prophecy.
Right.
So let's fix that now. But she does have a little black book and she does, you know how we wrote it with the little black book and she has
yeah.
a few
Flowers,
characters that give her money.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of women out there that do that and they're not call girls and they're getting less than what she's getting. But anyway, go ahead
oh, yeah.
and finish up, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. And I basically go to the club with the owner who owns this club and we meet up there, and we kind of, like, just kind of get into our own world. And before everything happens, like, we're really into it, and we're, like, basically having sex on the dance floor. I mean, it's really
yeah.
crazy because when I'm looking at it and I'm reading it, and the words, when you're reading this book, one thing I like about the book, it's like chocolate. It literally reads like it just flows. And I was worried
uh-huh.
that the guys wouldn't be into it. But honestly, this story can be a movie. It's definitely something for the guys. It's definitely something for the girls. So I think everybody would enjoy it. I can't wait till it comes out. You guys are going to love the book. It's definitely, if you like sex, if you like drama, gossip, scandal, it's definitely all that. All that. It's India all mixed in one, I'm telling you. So make sure you guys get it. April 19th. 2011, Seductive Company will be available to you everywhere. So, yes, you guys have to get it.
Yeah, we definitely going to get it out there.
Oh.
And this is not just this book. I mean, it's going to be a series. So this is just
yeah.
book one of a series. But what
yes.
were you going to say? You was going to say something.
I was going to say to everybody who pre-orders this book, we'll put up information about pre-orders. But if you pre-order the book, you will get a signed autograph. Your book will be signed, and also you'll get an 8x10 of me, and I'm probably going to throw in some India chocolate. I got India chocolate bars, and I'm going to add to it. So some of you guys will be getting that. If you pre-order the book, these are only pre-orders, though. If you pre-order the book, you will get the extras. So pre-order
so,
the
so,
book.
So.
We'll give you information for that.
India, tell me about this chocolate, girl.
Oh, God.
You know you
okay,
chocolate.
So,
you know you chocolate.
Yes.
So is the chocolate, what is it shaped like? Is it shaped like something or what?
It's like a Hershey's. It's like a Hershey's, but the wrapper has my picture on it. It's all wrapped up with the pink. I got pink wrappers. I got silver wrappers. I got the literally, it says India Bar on the outside of the wrapper with my picture on it. It's really cute. It's something that you could collect. Don't eat it because it's a collectible. You can eat it. It's chocolate. But just
yeah.
collect it and, you know, just keep it. But it's an India bar. We ordered
right.
lots of them. My ex thought it was a great idea at one point, and we ordered boxes of them, and I just like, okay, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna use them for promotion. So that's what I'm gonna do. I was gonna sell,
well,
them, but I'm gonna
use them. Well, that's good. You know, at least you can take the product that your ex helps you get, and still use it in a positive light. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
So
of course.
At least you can do something that an ex, you know, you take something your ex did, you know, and make it positive.
Yeah.
So.
Of course.
But see, I'm telling you, man, India is such a great person, and I'm not just saying that because she's online. I mean, she's,
mm-hmm.
I love her personality, man. I mean, she's just a great person, man. And a lot of people don't get to see this side of you because all they see is what they may have seen in the porn movie or something like
right.
that. But, you know, I mean, she's so great, man. I mean, I just love her, man. I like talking to her all the time, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's just fun. It's really fun working with you, so. But
isn't it funny how some people would think that I'm just going to be like, what was your first impression?
Some
like,
bimbo,
you know, some
and don't have nothing to say.
Like, oh, sex all day. Like, what do you think?
Right,
what
right.
Kind of
thing? Well, yeah, you know, some of them, you know, they do. Like, I don't know a lot of them, so. But I know that there are some that have this persona that looks like that's all they do is fuck. So, I mean, I understand. But you are such a, you know, I mean, if I didn't know you were in porn, you know, you're such a great person, I would. And there's nothing wrong with porn, so don't get this,
no.
don't take this wrong. But if I didn't know that you had done that, I would have never known you had done that if I had met you and
right.
not seen any of your movies, because you're such a great person. But how does a
right.
person act that's been in porn? I mean,
oh,
you know, unless
wow.
you ghetto
don't
and shit. I mean, you know.
Don't get me started.
No, do tell.
Well, I think there's a lot of girls where you know. Okay,
we want to hear. We
want to
hear.
Me. Y'all know me, I will go in. No, it's a lot of girls because, you know, my mom always said something. She said, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And I feel
right.
just because you're a porn star, prostitute, stripper, whatever ladies you decide to do, don't mean you have to conduct yourself in that way. Now, when I get off from the set and I'm done having sex and I'm done with my day, I go back to being me. I'm back to being Micah. And so that's what some people don't separate. They don't know how to separate themselves from the character and the person they're just being on film and the real person. And that's what I do. When I come home, I'm me. I'm back to me. So, you know, no, you don't get India all day. India only comes out when she has to. That's how it is. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
light,
right.
camera, action,
you know.
That's me.
Well, tell us about, you know, you're in the music business as well. I think a lot of people,
right.
I don't know if a lot of people know that you have music out. And I've seen some of your videos,
mm-hmm.
and I thought it was really nice, that one you did. I can't think of the name of the song, but, man, I thought that was a nice video, and the
class.
Song was great that you was doing. So
yeah,
tell us about
class.
That. Uh-huh.
Well, I did music. I've been doing music for a long, 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 long time. And right now, like, where I'm at with music, I'm doing it for my fans. And I'm also into writing now, so I'm actually I'm doing a lot of writing, not just for myself but for other people. So, you know.
Right,
I love
right,
music.
Right,
I'm going
right.
to do music forever, and I think that's something that's just a part of me, and it's never going to go away, so that's something
right.
I'm going to do forever. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, we got about 32 minutes left, and those out there that want to call in, the number's 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and I know it was hard trying to get you on this show tonight. I knew it was going to be a good show because Blog Talk Radio, not trying to dog them because they're good. They're a good organization, but some kind of way it got mixed up, and there were people that was waiting, man, since 6 o'clock this evening trying to talk to you,
mm-hmm.
and I know I lost some of them, but
yeah.
those
okay.
of you that
we'll
hung in, I'm glad
we'll
you're there.
Show, so.
And the shows are now going to be, we're going to start doing them at 8 o'clock instead of trying to do them at 6, because first of all, it's explicit anyway, so it shouldn't be at 6
mm-hmm.
o'clock anyway. So we're going to start
yeah,
doing them
at
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening, you know, on Mondays. And that way we can talk all the shit we want. We can do whatever we want to, and the kids should be in the bed or somewhere out of the way. So that's
okay.
what we're trying to do. You know, badass kid, that's right. But I tell you, man, it was fun doing this. I mean, I don't think people understand knowing that the fun that it was. Because like I said, you didn't want to do it.
No,
I mean,
I didn't
hard.
Want to do
it. It was hard. It was hard getting there, man.
I don't do no fiction erotic for
like,
the book.
I don't like that
the
shit.
Hell?
Yeah, I know, but we went ahead and got it straight.
Yes. Mhm.
Now you can't stop talking about it.
No.
Matter of fact,
and when you
we need to
see someone, go ahead.
No, what I was going to say was, soon as this book comes out, you know, we're going to have to get together so we can get this part two going, because, you know, it's going to have people tripping. That it won't come out probably till a while, so people don't be looking for the book to come out 3 months after this one, okay? Because
we're
not going to get it that quick. But we want the book. We want you to get into it and savor it. So that's what we're going to do. But I think we might have a call. Let me see.
Definitely a series out of this book, so.
Right, yeah, because the way it's ending, it's no ending. So I'm telling you, right now, the way it's going to go, you're definitely going to have to get the next one. So let's see. Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello? State your name and where you're calling from.
Peaches, I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Peaches, how you doing?
I'm good. I was just wondering why you were talking to that little slut India.
Why am I talking to the little slut India? Well, because I like her ass. That's why. Why do you think I'm talking to her?
Is this my co-host on the phone? Because it's still
And I wonder,
girl, what's up?
Do you like the taste of meat?
Do I like the taste of meat? I tell you, I like to eat pussy, if that's what you're asking. Yeah.
Oh, that's
I don't
cool,
want no dick,
I like to do the same thing, too.
What's up?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
You've been pranked by the dollhouse on your own show.
He's pranked by the dollhouse.
I know it, and that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to punk a motherfucker, okay? And since you did that, you know what I'm going to have to do to you? Since you punked me, this is what I'm going to do to you. I'm giving you the Batman sound. How's that?
That, I almost fell asleep, but okay. But yeah.
Well, I can't give you what you did to me because you sounded just like some bitch. I don't know. You sounded good,
that's,
though.
That's generally what they call talent, right? You push the button. But anyway.
There you go, baby. You're right.
India is a good book. I should be in there. I fucked all them hoes. Janet jacked me. Obsession. I went through all them hoes.
Hey,
man, we're going to put you in the second one for sure.
Jack, you
definitely.
Stupid.
I need to be in there. I fucked all them hoes. I took advantage of living in L.A. I went through all of them.
Did you go through all them? I bet you had a great time, didn't you?
I had to actually watch one of them you had sex with. Actually, it was really.
That did,
disgusting.
Yeah. Andy was right there watching. First,
really
close personal. Yeah.
Disgusting.
It was awesome.
But it's all right, man. I mean, you know, when you got it like that, you got it like that.
I don't want to take up too much time because, you know, it's past my bedtime. I got to go to bed. I'm about to do about 3-4 push ups and call it a night. So y'all just.
Bye. Good night.
Hey, man,
Jack.
We appreciate you calling in, though.
All right, no problem. Yeah, all right.
Okay, all right. I tell you, man, it's always
you know
good
what?
We got good friends to call in. Yes.
Yes, I know that voice. Oh, my gosh, he's so stupid.
Yeah, I know. So. But, you know, it was fun. We had to go through with that, so, you know, that's cool. But, like I said, she's going to be coming on the show, guys, up until the book release and probably a little bit after that because we're gonna really hype this book. And, we're going to get it out there, and we want people to read and enjoy the book. It's not just sex, so let's say that now because, you know, it's not a book about just people fucking, okay? It's a book that has an actual story, and like you said, it's probably going to end up being a movie and not a porn movie. So we want to make sure we understand. It won't be a porn movie. I mean, it's very good, and I think that the way we came up with it and the situation that's going on, you're not going to know who's fooling who in this book because there's a lot of stuff that's going on where people are going back and you don't know who's doing what to who. And we're not talking about sexual abuse. We're talking about trying to get revenge on the other one and whatever motives that they have that they're trying to go against them. So, but we definitely, I'm excited. I can't wait till it gets out. And, you know, I saw I talked to the guy that's doing the cover. He's getting it squared away. I told him, India, not to put the guy on there because people were just going to think that was me and you and shit.
Right.
So I didn't want to. Not that I don't want to be with you. No, don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. If I had a chance, I would. But,
no, just fine.
But I just don't want people to think that, okay, Red Snapper, India, they're fucking, so they wrote the book. And it's not even like that. So,
no.
So we wanted, so I told him, I scratched the guy, so it's just going to be you on the front.
So it's just going to be me on the cover. I love the cover, by the way. So you guys are definitely in for a treat. You know, you're getting a good cover, you're getting a great book. Honestly, if it was, like, whack, I'm not going to lie, I'd be like, look, it ain't going to work. But it's honestly
well, first of all,
something
it was black,
that
we wouldn't
my
be,
name on.
We wouldn't be talking about it. Yeah, we wouldn't
no,
be talking
about
it.
No, we wouldn't be talking about
black,
it, right.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's definitely a great book.
But we don't write
says.
Black books.
It
I know I
says.
Don't anyway. Yeah.
Huh?
So I don't write whack books anyway, so I know me and you
no,
collaborate
you
and we ain't going to write one.
No.
So,
no,
you
no,
know,
no, no, no.
And while I'm on here, I'm going to go ahead and put a plug in for the other books that I got out. Just in case you don't
yes.
know, I have a series
yes.
called Scandalous Motives out there. And you guys need to get that. Ladies, and, you know, you can read this with your man or, you know, whatever you want to do. Read it with yourself and just play with yourself, whatever you want. These books are good. And they do have plots to them. So there's
mm-hmm.
a series, Scandalous Motives, there's three books, and there's a fourth one, a prequel called Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel that goes along with that. So, and you should get that. I mean, these books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold, Books a Million, Borders, you can get them. And this book that's coming out that we're doing is definitely going to be available as well. So, you know, we're working hard to get this thing out there, and this is something that India is doing that a side of her that she's bringing out, and I think you guys are going to like that because,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's a writer, and we're gonna have this stuff out there, and she's got some great stories. We came up with some good stuff for this one, so.
Yes, definitely.
You know.
It's going to be a surprise
but,
to everybody. I don't think people are going to
yeah.
expect it to. This is a fucking script, okay? I don't think people are going to think it's going to be this good. So definitely, like I said, it's something for the guys. It's definitely something for the ladies. You guys would definitely love
yeah.
it, so. You know.
All kinds of stuff going on in this book, and it's in the Caribbean, some of it. Anyway, well, I'm talking
yeah.
too much. Let me shut up. But anyway,
shut up.
the book is off the chain, for real, and I think that you guys will love it, and it's going to be good. So you know, we got some things coming up, and I think India, we're going to try to do something in Atlanta. You were talking
yeah.
about that. You'll probably get back with me and let me know on that.
Yeah,
but,
we're going to get back, and when we confirm that, we can, yeah. But, yeah, we're thinking about doing something here in Atlanta for the book, for signing, and some other places,
right.
too. But definitely, you guys, you will know when it's out. It's out April the 19th, 2011, April 19th. Mark that date on your calendar because that is the date you want to go get the book. But if you want the extras, chocolate, India's chocolate, and the 8x10 of myself, an autographed copy. You want to pre-order the book? So
yeah, we're
you
gonna.
Know, keep,
I think
we'll
pre-orders are
gonna
be. I don't know. I forget what the date was for that, but we'll let you know that the pre-orders
yeah, we'll
are gonna be coming
know.
Up pretty soon.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna be like the beginning of March, maybe the end of February,
yeah.
where you'll be able
mm-hmm.
to pre-order and get yours, and that way you'll be ahead of the game, and you'll have
yeah.
all the chocolate and everything, and you can sit there and drool and
you can eat your chocolate
and read and
the
eat
book.
The chocolate and jack off or whatever the fuck you're gonna do. It's gonna
oh,
be good. I'm telling you, you're gonna get into the story. It's gonna be like, what? This is happening.
Yes.
I can't believe these people are doing this stuff, and it's not just sex. I'm telling you.
No,
it's
not. It's
a story,
definitely
and,
not.
And I believe
yeah.
that it will be. It will be. And I write screenplays, so I'm going to probably make it into one anyway. What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely a screenplay. It rolls out like a screenplay. It's but
because
you know
everything
what
is already
there. Snapper,
uh-huh.
What I said,
uh-huh.
Snapper, about the book is so smooth. Like, some books are hard for me to get into, but this the
uh-huh.
story goes so, like, you don't even want to put it down. Like, that's how it is, honestly.
Right.
And that's just what it is. And I respect that, and I love that. And it's not just because we wrote it. It's because that's what it is. It's really a good
yeah.
book.
And, you know, we might even do a promotion where we can get maybe a couple of people, some of the fans, maybe get a chance
mm-hmm.
to kind of get a quick snippet, read it, and do a review. We might do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll have to see what we want to do because that's probably a good idea. We can get a couple of loyal fans of yours.
Yeah, maybe give them a chapter. Maybe do a chapter.
Give them a chapter.
Them a chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Online. And let them read.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they give you a feedback, and then maybe they can win something
yeah.
for whoever has the best feedback or whatever or something like that.
Yeah,
so.
We could do something like that, definitely.
Yeah,
I love.
That sounds pretty good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yay.
So when am I coming back on your show? That's what I want to know.
So my show, we'll schedule that.
Yeah, talk about it. You got to tell everybody about your show. Yeah, tell them all, you know, about your radio show, Dollhouse Radio and everything.
Well, yeah, Dollhouse Radio. We're on every Tuesday, every Saturday, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, definitely if you like gossip, comedy, and music, and we just talk a lot of shit, definitely come through. Tune into the show.
And
but,
your boy that was on here earlier, make
through.
Sure he's on there too. So
yeah, Jack is there. Jack is one of the co-hosts. He's stupid.
That boy is
so,
crazy, man.
Yeah.
He's something else. Yeah.
He said, why are
but,
you interviewing that slut?
Yeah, yeah. But I knew it was somebody crazy when he said that. But, you know, I didn't pick up his voice, but I knew it was somebody crazy when he said that. I knew it had to be somebody you knew because they ain't going to just call in. But you know who I thought he was?
I thought he was that.
What's that, Wendy Williams? I thought he was Wendy Williams there for a minute. I was going to say, what the fuck's he doing calling? But I knew she wouldn't, I knew she wouldn't be doing that. But anyway.
No, not Wendy.
No, but yeah, so yeah, you got the show, and yeah, I want to come on your show again. So just let me know when you want me on.
Yeah, we definitely got to have you back on soon. Like we'll schedule it and bring you back on soon and talk about the book. We'll be talking about the book until the damn book come out. So we're gonna be going back and forth regardless. So you'll hear on Mario's show. You're gonna hear me here at Word Sexy. So we'll be going back and forth until that book comes out. So you guys get prepared and get used to it. So that's what
that's
it is.
That's right, because India is definitely going to be back on the show again. And I can tell you exactly when she's going to be back for those who just want to hear India and not want to hear my voice, because I know you don't want to hear me. India is scheduled to be back on the show. When is India coming back on? She's going to be back on in February the 21st, and she'll also be on again in March 21st. And she's going to be back again in April on the 18th, the day before the book comes out. She's going to be on.
Yeah, the book comes out.
And, you know, she's and there's going to be some times after that as well. So, you know, you'll get to hear this woman again. Yeah, go ahead, baby.
We're gonna release some video, too, of the book, like little sample videos. And I'm going to be like, so we're going to have video, too, you guys. So all the people who are interested in, you know, just little things and what's going on in the book, we're going to release little movie clips. Like, I'm going to be narrating. We'll even get Snapper to probably do some of it, and we're going to put that out so you can understand what the book is about. Just little video, little samples, like
little sample chapters.
Yeah, right.
She'll be on there looking all sexy, and the wind will be blowing, and her hair will be flying.
Wind
will be
my hair.
And she'll be synced writing. And
yeah, we'll give you a quick review of, like, a chapter, just a little teaser to get you interested into the book so you're not just buying a book and you don't know what the hell is going on. So we definitely want you to know what the book is about. So we definitely going to release teasers soon. So those will come soon. And also, Snapper, we're going to get together and probably put up a chapter for the fans. And you guys can, you know, so you know what the book is about. So.
And, you know, and we also, she has a page on Facebook that's called India Wynn that we're trying to build up as well. That's going to have some things there that you can go to, too. So friend, befriend on Facebook, India Wynn. There's a picture of her. You'll see her there. And we're going to try to get some friends there and people, and we'll put some stuff there. We'll put snippets of the book and all that there so that you'll be able to, you know, get the, you know, everything that's coming up with it. And like I said, there will be a sequel, but it's up to you guys. And we want to see if you like this book. And we want you to enjoy it and read it with your mate, or read it with by yourself, or
read it by yourself,
whatever, you know.
Your secret lover, your husband.
Yeah,
your damn low friend, whoever you want to do it with.
Yeah,
your
side
friend,
piece, whatever, you know, something, I mean, it's something for everybody in the book, so it's going to be a whole bunch of shit in there. I mean, there's some gay shit in there, some lesbian shit, it's some...
Right.
It's some regular shit. It's some damn orgy shit. I mean, it's all kinds of shit.
It's just fun. It's fun. It's scandal. It's just great, y'all. So definitely, I can't wait till it comes out. Make sure you guys keep in contact. If you want to hit me up, I'm at SexyIndia on Twitter, or you can email me at dollhouseradio@gmail.com, and that's it.
Okay. Well, we got 16 minutes, so... we still want to get some people to kind of on that question. I still haven't got a lot of answers. I wanted to hear from the women. The number is 347-215-8539, and it's Word Sexy Radio. Wanted to kind of hear from some of the ladies on that question that we had about why do men not get judged as hard as women if they're out there being carefree out there. I mean, you know, I don't call it carefree. I call it being who you are. But, you know, a lot of times, like I said, women get the raw deal because they get called whores, and society has them put in this bubble that they can't go out and be with who they want to be with. And as long as they're being clean and not spreading shit, I don't see what the problem is. But, you know, men do it all the time, been doing it forever. So what's
Yeah,
you know?
Men do it all the time. You guys are whores all the time. And you guys
well, we
get a
whores.
Pat on your back and...
you're right. And it's not.
I just think that this should be the year of people being comfortable with their sexuality. Ladies, we need to stop caring what people think. If we're all grown and all grown consenting adults, then you should be able to do, as long as you're safe. That's my issue. If you do something and you're safe, you're protecting yourself, I don't have an issue with it. But, you know, I have issues with people who are just out there and they're just like, you're just out there. Like, you can't just
right.
be out there. Come on. But
right.
if you're two
right.
grown people, you like each other, what's wrong with that? So what? If you don't have a boyfriend or somebody that you're really in a relationship with, then you should be able to date and sleep with whoever the hell you want to. As long as you've been
That's
safe
right.
about it, I have no issue with that. Okay.
And if you want to fuck two guys, three guys, four guys in one night, that's your business.
See, I'm not into
clean.
The game bangs and all that, but if that's you, baby, I'm not judging you. Do what you do.
Well, that's not
Don't
what I was
what
saying, but okay.
Yeah.
I was meaning like.
There's girls who like that, though. Girls like
yeah,
guys.
Yeah,
some of the
yeah,
girls who like
yeah.
that. You know?
Yeah.
Not
but, you
me,
know,
but I mean, you know.
See how sweet she is. See what I'm saying? She always be no. coming back with that. But anyway, she's right, though. She's right. But my thing is he's crazy. But my thing is you know, you should be able to. I think it should be that you should be able to do what you want to do. And like you said, as
right.
long as you're not spreading something, I mean, it shouldn't
yeah,
be nobody's
of course.
Damn business. I
mean,
no, because I mean, guys been doing it forever. And back in the day, a man could fuck around and his wife dare not leave him. You know, it was like,
yeah.
well, I ain't going nowhere. When he get tired, he'll come home and be home. You know.
Yeah, he'll come home when the dog comes home and all that dog shit. But when a
right,
woman
right.
does it, it's like, oh, you nasty, you're a whore. Like, okay, so
right.
why is it when your ass cheated on me 5-6 times, I'm supposed to sit here and close my mouth? So, no, I don't
right.
feed into the sexist bullshit. I don't feed into that. So,
right.
you know, if you do it to me, you damn right I'm going to do it to you. Fuck that.
Right.
You know, we don't need to be in a relationship. Actually, I'm just going to be single and do whatever the hell I want to do. So,
I know that's
I don't
right.
go
well,
for
we
the cheating stuff.
Look like we got another caller here from the area code 202. Caller,
okay.
are you there? State your name and where you're calling from.
Name's Rondo. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
How you doing
Hi.
There? You have a question
good.
For Miss Sexy India? India,
no,
you don't know this
not.
Guy?
No, I don't know who this is.
Wait a minute, you knew everybody else that called? Shit.
I know.
Go ahead, brother. Go
I've only called you once before.
Okay.
I've only called once before. I just like the way she's carrying her career. And
oh,
I think,
thank
you.
You
know, yeah, I think, you know, because, you know, as you're saying about the, you know, liberation of the way men carry things and the way women carry things and, you know, the whole industry in porn has been over-focused on the male perception of sexuality. And they
yes.
never put enough romance, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, most women almost absolutely need a certain level of romance, attraction.
Yes.
And it gets, you know, to a point where, you know, people start seeing a different perspective because, you know, the industry is all pretty much, you know, focused on the male fantasy and never very much in the romance side, which...
And he makes a valid point. He makes a valid point. I think if porn had a little bit more of that and a little bit more... If they put a little bit more into the acting side of it and more substance where it's not just sticking a dick in a pussy or somebody sucking
yeah.
some dick or somebody eating some pussy, then it would be
yeah.
more acceptable to women that want to watch it because they like watching it too, but they don't want to just
exactly.
see
exactly.
somebody just starting
well,
to fuck.
Find
got,
that
yeah.
The scripts are usually, you know, have a too much degrading,
yeah.
not enough romance.
Well,
you
got to
right.
understand
right.
it's coming from a man.
Mostly.
Most movies and producers, if you notice, it's only a handful, and I can count them on one hand, that are women.
Yeah.
So most
right.
of these movies are being inspired by men and their fantasy. So if it was a woman,
exactly.
definitely we would have no cum shot scenes in the face in my movies, okay? Because I just think
yeah.
that type of thing, like, I'm not into that. Honestly, I'm not. I think it's something
I
would, like, definitely erase. Come on.
So
yeah, come
you
on.
Didn't try to go into that aspect of it, and you just didn't want to do that?
I wasn't interested, yeah. I got
okay.
offered to direct myself. Actually, I did. I did a few things myself that I shot, and I was going to do it. But I thought to myself, if you're going to do it, you should do it hard. Like, there's no way I'm going to do it, and it's going to be whack. So I didn't have
right,
time for
right.
it. I wanted to go on with my life and do other things. So I wanted to kind of get away
yeah.
from, you know, yeah.
Right.
As I observed porn, you know, in the last few years, it's gotten more, I think it's
yeah.
been more abusive. It appeals to
mm-hmm.
a certain mentality. And, you know, even as a guy, I said, look, I can look at a movie and say, this was 100% some guy sitting in the corner thinking, what is the best scenario for hooking up? And it's like, you know, they always assume the woman is stupid. There's no history, no romance, and no potential for a future.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think, you know, this script for, you know, like this.
Yeah.
They have 5 minutes of sex, and the rest of the movie is leading up to that one little scene.
That's one thing
I like about the industry, the old industry. I appreciate it because it was a story. We had wall-to-wall, they call it wall-to-wall, and, like, we had feature scripts where it was actual story to it. It wasn't you just walking a hotel or something and we just having sex. It was something to it. And I respect the older porn versus the new porn now. So.
Yeah, because isn't this shit now, I mean... You know, I mean, it does what it's supposed to do. It makes you jack off or makes you get off. That's what it does.
You don't know the girl's name no more. You don't know the chick on the TV name. You don't remember the chick name because
back in the day, we knew Vanessa Del Rio. We knew all the names.
Yeah, you knew
Angel Kelly.
Right.
You know, we knew those names. You know, India.
Yeah.
You know, now it's bullshit. I mean, you might know the girl's name.
All these. And like I said, you know, I believe the industry is missing an untapped resource of a more romantic form of porn.
Right.
Because, like I said, I have girlfriends and I'll catch her. It's like, what are you doing? And, you know, it really, she's very selective about what she will look at because she's like, no, I don't want to see that kind of shit. I don't want to see that shit.
Well, you know, Zane was trying to do it. She was trying to do it. To a point, I mean, it was soft porn, but she tried, but it didn't, I guess it didn't work because she didn't get another season, but I thought it was good. The second, I don't know if any of y'all watched the Zane series that was on Sex Chronicles or whatever, but it was on Showtime for a little bit, and the first season was slow, but the second season was pretty good, and I don't know what happened, why she didn't get back, but I thought that she brought a little substance to it, you know, and just like the other soft porn movies that white people have been doing for years, you know, this was a little bit better than that, and it was in a black perspective. But you know, for some reason, I guess it didn't get its.
Well, for some reason, the black movies don't do good in that. Go ahead.
I mean, you know,
a nice even split between substance content and good sex.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
You know, and that's they already have an issue with some of these shows now that I can't remember what the one is they're talking about now, but it's about, you know, it's about teens. And I'm like, oh, well, right idea, wrong age group, you know. And,
right.
You know,
and I want to comment on something he said about his girl. Like, some girls won't, that's true, some girls won't watch certain porn because, see, one thing about women, because I have a lot of girl fans, and one thing about women, what I realized is they want to relate to you. They want to feel like you're not doing something extra wild that they like, damn, this bitch, I got to compete with this bitch. They want somebody that's kind of like they can relate to. And I'm not doing that wild shit. So I'm doing shit that you might be doing in your bedroom. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's why the girls can relate to me. Right. You can't be standing on one hand and doing a split and now I'm looking at you and I got to compete with your ass because my man like it. You get what I'm saying? No.
Right, exactly. I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's cool. That's true. That is true. And, brother, we thank you for calling in. We got about 6 minutes left. And what was your name again?
Aranda.
What's your name? Okay, brother.
Aranda.
Okay.
Aranda. Nice talking to you, sweetie.
Aranda27 on Twitter. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, and we thank you for supporting us and everything. And we got about 6 minutes left, and I want you to do now, India, just kind of tell people, tell people if they want to get in contact with you for, you know, to get on your show or just to, you know, to listen to your show or whatever they want to do, how would you have them contact you?
You can contact me at blogtalkradio.com/sexyindia. Our show is on the Dollhouse. It's Dollhouse Radio. You can put that in Google. And we're on Tuesday, every Saturday, and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're on tomorrow, actually, so you guys can tune in, 11 p.m. Hit me on Twitter at SexyIndia. And, you know, I answer everybody's tweets, and I do follow back. So definitely you guys.
Yes, she does.
And also, April the 19th, the books, so that's the company, our first. Well, my first, not his. The rest never written many books.
Right.
My first fiction book.
Our first book together, yes.
My first book together will be out April 19th.
Uh-huh.
April 19th, make sure you guys go cop that and pre-orders. We'll give you more information about the pre-orders.
And she did write this book, so people don't be tripping. She did help write this book.
Yes,
she did put her piece in. She did write. So it wasn't like I did it all because I didn't, okay? I'm telling you. We had fun doing this book, okay? So please support us and get it. And this is good. I mean, India is doing some great things, and I don't want y'all just to look at her for just the things she did on the film, even though I like watching the film that she does. Anyway, still, I don't want you to look at that because India is a great person, okay? And matter of fact, I'm going
to
watch one of your movies tonight. India,
right.
Look, I'm going to probably
you,
watch one of your – I'm probably going
to
watch one of your
movies tonight.
Tonight?
What the hell? I'm going to watch one of my movies tonight.
Well, I only got a couple of them. But anyway,
it
was great having you on
the
show.
Well, the only one you can watch is the Playboy version, the one that's cut out with all the – no hardcore. It's all cut out. It's like the Playboy version of it. That's
no.
the one you watch.
No, okay. All right. Well, since you're my friend, I respect you like that. But I'm sorry. I have the real stuff, so I'm not going to do that.
Oh,
anyway.
My God. This is embarrassing. Oh, my God.
No, it ain't. No, you're my friend. You cool with me, so it doesn't matter. So, but, yeah, we got about 4 minutes, and we're going to go ahead we're going to let Miss India go ahead on because I know she got other things to do. And we thank you so much, baby, for coming on the show. And as always, you know, we're going to keep supporting you and everybody that calls in. We thank y'all so much for supporting Word Sexy Radio and, you know, getting my books and all that stuff. And I'm telling you, this book is really good, not because we're saying it, but we want other people to get a chance to check it out too. So we thank you so much, India.
Yay, bye. See you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.